So let's. I'm very curious to ask this next guy, Ron Artest. Would you ever consider selling ad space on your arm during a basketball game if the price was right?
I don't know, man. It depends. But I don't think the league will take that.
If all of a sudden, because you know you're getting the ads on the jerseys in a couple of years. Is, by the way, our good friend Ron Artest. It's been a while. Former Sacramento King, current Laker, but we forgive him for that. Ron Artest, excuse me, Meta World Peace. Ron Artest, and just to clear up, Ron, by the way, can we say that you're okay with me calling you Ron, right? I just want to make sure.
Absolutely, that, we go way back.
Okay,
we go way back.
There's a lot. Absolutely. It's been a long time, and you're an old friend of the station. I'm with Dave, Katie Christensen, Nate Goodyear, The Drive, and congratulations on your long career and everything you're doing right now, Ron. But really, how is life treating you right now?
It's great. You know, just been trying to raise these children, just doing the right thing, and then, playing, obviously, and I just still watching my app, so that's going good. So I just been trying to stay a little bit busy with basketball, my kids, and having a good time with my app.
Bro,
that's pretty much it.
Your son is huge. Your son has game too. By the way, I've seen the videos. Is he a defensive kid like you, or I feel like there's a little more offensive game to this guy.
It's hard to say. I think at his age, he might have, maybe a better mid-range jumper than I had. He's obviously learning a little bit more because I'm teaching him, certain things. And my other little son, he's a sophomore at Palisades, and he's pretty good also. Both my sons, they're having a good time playing ball.
Now, Ron, when we're talking about basketball, we have to ask you about the playoffs. There's been a debate back and forth. Last year, the first round was great. This year, it was horrible. How are you ranking these playoffs so far, and what do you think of the current series?
Well, when you look at the playoffs, you look at some of the blowouts and some of the rounds. I remember when Jordan played, sometimes they would take, Charlotte to, game five or different things like that, Or sometimes they were sweep teams, but for the most part, the players are learning on the go. When we came in back in the days, guys were seniors and juniors, and I feel like people knew the game more. It was more competition, on overall. There's not as many players that know the game, and then a lot of the players, they get the silver platter handed to them, so they don't have to work as hard or have to earn like we did back in the days. Look at a guy like Kobe when he first came into the NBA. He wasn't starting. I think he was averaging 7 points. Then he had to earn his spot from Eddie Jones. It's a little different now.
Ron, what would your solution to that be? I mean, is that a question of making guys stay in college longer? Is that on the coaches for trying to develop guys and keep them on the bench and make them earn their role? What's the answer
I think in most situations, obviously it's more of a business now. So, you got to keep people happy. But for the most part, if guys are not ready, then, the next guy in line should be given an opportunity instead of, just giving guys gifts. Their guys got to earn it. And you see some people earning it. Look at a guy like Stephen Curry, who came low-key and worked hard. Now he's the best player in the NBA. So it's like, guys like that's earning it. And I think, we should make people work. I think a lot of things is turning softer, these days. Even with the games in school, you can't really play tag.
No dodgeball anymore. Yep.
The air hug game. What is that?
Well, Ron, you brought up Steph Curry, and we've gotten no shortage of hot takes from former players this year as to what they'd do against that guy. So I got to ask you, what would your plan to be to try to slow down Steph Curry?
Well, you can't slow him down. And I heard, guys talk about they could beat you. You can't beat Steph Curry. First off, he's smart and he's tough. So, and even if he was in the 80s and if you tried to punk him, Draymond Green is not going to let it happen. And Ezekiel, I don't know how to pronounce his name. He's not going to let it happen. He's a strong, powerful. So even if you tried to punch Stephen Curry in the 80s,
not happening.
You would have Then you have to fight against Andre Iguodala. You have to fight against Draymond. You have to fight against Bogut. Bogut to fight back. Then you have to fight against Ezekiel Evans. Then Ezekiel Red. And you got to fight against those states.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now you're not punking. You're not punking Stephen Curry because he has a goon squad behind him. And then also you got to catch him. So you can't catch him. You're not. Back in the days, there was a little bit more alcoholic beverages being played with. So your muscles are not reacting, and you're not in shape enough. How are you going to catch him? And if you leave him open, he's going to make the shot. So, you know, the Warriors are the best team in the history of basketball. You know, it's unfortunate because guys like me, who was fans of Michael Jordan, you know, we never wanted to see that. But the Warriors are the best team in the history. This year's team.
Meta World Peace or Ron Artest, whichever you decide to go with, joining us on KHTK this morning. I have to ask you, Charles Barkley said something after the game the other day after Cleveland hit 25 three-pointers, and he said, hey, look, you know, at some point if you're Atlanta, you just got to send a message. He's like, I'm not saying go out and hurt a player, but you need to send a message and a hard foul. Are you a proponent of that, Ron?
I'm a proponent of, see, what happens is your work is done in the summertime. So guys like myself, I work on my defense, and I'm training, and sometimes a guy will be like, why are you just not shooting? Why are you sliding? You know, you prepare in the summertime to guard, you know, three-point shooting. It could be guarded, but you're not prepared for it. There's nothing you can do. Because even if you foul, you still got to be in shape enough to run your man off the three-point line, and then he's going to drive by you. So now you got to be in shape to close him out hard and then stop him. You know, that's a really tough task. So I just understand what Barkley's saying, but all you're going to be doing is sending guys to the line for three shots, you know. So in order to stop that, you know, you have to be able to close your man out with discipline and then cut him off, you know. And it's something that could be done. Kawhi Leonard, he can do it pretty good. The Spurs are really good at it at times. They're getting older now, so they're not as good as closing off the three-point shot now. But you know, it's something that could be done, but you got to give a little bit more effort, and it's going to take a little bit more work.
Ron Artest joining us on the drive. Ron, I've been talking to you, about you a bit over the last couple weeks. About 2 weeks ago, I got a chance to sit down with DeMarcus Cousins for about an hour, and we just sat and talked, but we recorded it. We did an interview, but it was one of those just conversations.
Right.
And I brought you up because when you came here, and you remember the summer of Artest where you basically co-hosted the night show, for about 3 months.
Oh yeah.
And I talked about you and how you were coming off the brawl in Indiana and all the stuff prior, and this is a guy in you were raised in hell in Queensbridge, and you went through and you told stories about some of the most insane things you saw and witnessed, and you came out of it clean at the end, to the point where you even sold your championship ring for mental health causes. And I felt like when people met the real Ronald William Artest III, they softened a little bit. Same thing with DeMarcus. He has his issues. He has his problems. And Lord knows he's brought a lot of them on himself. But I saw some of the similar things between the two of you and being misunderstood. When you watch him, when you see him interact, do you see a little bit of yourself in him?
I mean, I see somebody who was passionate. And sometimes, you know, when you get players like myself, DeMarcus, you know, maybe even Rodman. Sometimes we are, you know, kind of traveling through our life without balance. So sometimes what we do is, we're so passionate, and then we play the game of basketball and we made it. But then we sometimes forget to close up wounds, you know, that have traveled with us through our life, you know, so you can see the passion. And sometimes you can see, you know, maybe even frustration. Maybe that's something that could have happened when you were like 6 years old or 10 years old. Things you never really address, and then that's where sometimes it looks like anger, you know. But it's really like it's kind of like a form of joy, you know. But it comes out in the wrong way. You work so hard for something, and then you don't want nobody to take it from you, and that's what I see, you know, in the market. He's putting in the work on the court. I text him often, sometimes, you know, tell him if you ever need anything, you can holler at me. But you know, I just I would like to see him just play basketball a little bit more and take on the Tim Duncan and Kobe approach. One example of that would be if you see Tim Duncan when they played against the Timberwolves and gone there. I think he might have mushed him in the head. And Duncan didn't respond. All he did was win the series.
Yep.
And even when I was playing against Kobe with the Rockets, and Kobe, we got an altercation, and I went towards Kobe, you know, kind of instigating the fight. And Kobe, what did he do? All he did was turn his head. I got ejected, and he turned around. They won in game seven. And that's the type of focus that DeMarcus needs. You know, he needs to focus on basketball and not really focus on any, you know, coaches, fans, media. And then he'll be even a better player, and then he'll become a winner.
Ron Artest with us on KHTK. So for you then, Ron, what was the key to discovering how to channel that passion positively and not have it affect your edge on the court?
Well, what happened was I didn't have a ring. You see, and like when I got to Sacramento, I said, you know, we're going to go to the playoffs and, you know, we're going to win a championship. And people laughed. And we did go to the playoffs. We didn't win a championship. But that's how I think. You know, I'm always in positions to win a championship. But it was all talk. So I'm like, okay, I got to take action. I got to figure things out. So I had to, you know, take a summer just to become more mentally tough and so I could contribute, you know, to a title. And then I was able to contribute to the Lakers when we won the finals. But with that being said, it's all about just locking in, figuring out where is your toughness at, in your body, in your soul, in your mind. You know, you got to find it. You got to find it. And then, you know, it's not going to come overnight. You know, it's going to take time. You know, and I think DeMarcus has it, but it needs balance. You know, it needs a little bit of balance. And once he gets that, you know, he's going to be tough.
Ron, to be fair, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, didn't it take you a decent portion of your 20s to start trusting people, though? I mean, wasn't that a big deal as far as the media goes? Opening yourself up, being vulnerable, making sure people weren't just out to get sound bites of the big bad Artest. It took you a while, really, up until about that summer, I think, is where you started to make yourself vulnerable and actually open up and let people get to know you.
Yeah, because I think what's important is, you know, we all live the same life. Sometimes, you know, with media, like, if you come out and say, I have a problem, back in the days, if you said, I have a problem, some people would take that and run with it. And then some people would take the opportunity to make a, you know, mock out of it. They'll bully you sometimes. But I think nowadays, you know, media fans, they're more acceptable of, you know, guys' problems because everybody has issues for the most part. So it did take me a while to understand that. Then it took me a while to, you know, become a team player. Then it took me a while. Because you don't even trust teammates half the time. You feel like the teammates should be working as hard as you, but maybe they don't have it. So it's something you got to deal with. Or you feel like, you know, your teammate can't make a shot or they can't get you there. But that's not, you got to trust, you know, you got to trust your teammate. And then you got to be able to just, you know, kind of enjoy the ride. There's so many things that comes along with being in the NBA, you know. But the balance is the most important thing. You know, being yourself, you know, as best as possible.
Ron, you've been in the NBA for a very long time and had some great success. As you're kind of winding down your career, how much do you have left on your tires right now?
Yeah, I'm gonna do like 2 to 4. My goal was to do 20, and you know, the year of the brawl, the numbers, they took that year off my sheet.
Right.
And then the year I went to China, so is that, I think it's at 15 or 16 now. So it would have been at 17. Next year would have been 18. That would have been closer to 20. So now I got to do like 4 more years to get to I think I got to do 3 or 4 more years to get to 20. I'm going to try to talk to the NBA, see if I can get my brawl year back,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I'll be at 20. So my goal is to do about 20. And then particularly, we'll go from there. And, you know, this year I had a pretty good year. So, you know, I'm pretty excited about my body and how I feel. I was able to. I picked up Barton one time, and I took the ball from him one time. I picked up a couple other guys and was able to take the ball. So you know, my defense is still respected. I see a lot of young guys at times don't want to drive on me. So that's good. You know, there's a lot of positives from this year.
Well, and your game has to change as a professional athlete as you age, and where in overall years you're young, but in playing, right. You know, you're kind of, your age always becomes a factor as your career winds down. How has it changed in terms of how you prepare and get your body ready, and what the off season is completely different?
Well, for me, it's been great, you know, because I never was a high jumper. So, you know, like this year, for example, I would take guys to the post and do the same moves I did 10 years ago, you know, because I've never had to depend on my athleticism. It was something that I never really had anyway, you know. So, for me, you know, three-point shooting and post up the same exact game. We played against the Clippers, I think, and I had like 17, 19 minutes. You know, a lot of it was in the post, you know, in open threes. And, you know, it's pretty, for me, the same. You know, just bully the small forwards. They're not strong enough. And just shoot when I'm open.
Ron, a couple quick questions before we wrap up. We appreciate your time this morning. I know you're getting asked about it all the time. Is the whole D'Angelo thing, that going to blow over?
Yeah, that will. You know, like we talked about with DeMarcus, like we talked about with myself, like we talked about with any other issue that ever happened. In the NBA, you're always going to have something. And then, you know, then you always had something that happened in the future, the present, the past. So the most important thing is to understand, you know, understand your mistakes if you made one, you know, fix that. And then also, if something does happen to you, you know, you're not the first one, you know, because we're not perfect. When you understand that about, you know, humans, and understand about yourself, then you'll be able to move on. You know, some people will act like they're perfect, so they'll say, this guy is wrong for that, this guy is wrong for this. But they won't ever come out and say what they've done wrong in their life. So, you know, when you understand that, you'll be able to move on from situations fast.
You going to coach, Ron? You going to be a coach?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to one day being a head coach. You know, last year, people were like, I applied for the St. John's job, and some people thought I didn't want to play basketball. You know, I just like to be ready for opportunities, you know, so I'll keep myself in really good shape so I can play at a high level. And then I keep my mind sharp. And then, you know, if opportunities come for to get a head job, you know, we will apply. But this year, I'm not applying for any head jobs. You know, I'm just, I want to play and finish out my career strong. You know, hopefully I get a chance to, you know, get on one of these teams, which I'm sure I will. I just had to go in training camp, take somebody's spot.
People also forget you applied for a job at Circuit City, too, though. So, I mean.
Yeah. I was 19 years old.
One thing I got to ask you, because you grew up and were very close to him. How's Lamar Odom doing? Have you talked to him recently?
Lamar's doing so much better. He seemingly came to the game.
Good.
You know, he's doing so much better. I'm just so happy for him. Everybody was a little bit, you know, scared. But now that he's back, I'm just so excited. Now I can make jokes. You know, sometimes
right.
You know, you just want to laugh it off. So now we can laugh about everything. It's great.
Talk about this app you got. You mentioned it at the beginning of the interview. What's going on with
that? Yeah. So right now we're in phase one. So if you go to the App Store and download the Meta app, you know, just you'll be talking to me directly, asking questions, and, you know, I'll answer any questions that you want. And then phase two, which will be in a couple months, you're going to really enjoy. We're going to do some really cool things. But right now, it's just messaging, so you can message me directly. And, you know, feel free to download the app and have all your buddies download the app.
You still drinking bone broth?
No, I used to. I remember that. No, I don't do that. Yeah.
Hey. That's
really neat. Listen, cool things, yeah.
Don't be a stranger up here, man. My kids still ask about you. Next time you come up, holler at us and say hi. It's been too long since we've had you on, Ron, and we all we all miss you and care about you.
I miss you guys, and hopefully you tell your family I say hello. And hopefully I have them back on soon.
Yes, sir. Take care and say hi to the fam. Be good, Ron.
All